USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 13 people are dead because of the storm that's now a tropical depression. Florence downgraded again, but still a dangerous rainmaker. The head of the North Carolina Highway Patrol says,
I have never seen flash flooding like this occur in our state, and it's tremendously impacting our ability to help move travel on our interstates and U.S. routes because of the rapidity and fluidness and dynamics of how fast these events are occurring.
And nearly a million people are without power because of the storm. President Trump does reportedly plan to slap more tariffs on another $200 billion worth of Chinese products. The Wall Street Journal is reporting an announcement confirming the tariffs is expected to come within days. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrell, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Authorities on Cape Cod, Massachusetts say a man is dead after a shark attack Saturday. The 26-year-old was swimming off the beach at Wellfleet. He was pulled from the water and given first aid, but later died at a hospital. Another man had been injured in a Cape Cod shark attack last month. More now on what's tropical depression, Florence, as North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper urges people who've evacuated to stay where they are for now.
If you have evacuated from the coast to a safe place, don't go back now. Even when the evacuation orders are lifted on the coast, it isn't safe right now for you to get there. Plus, you'll be in the way of rescue and recovery efforts that are going on there.
The Trump administration getting ready to send out messages to all cell phones in the U.S. this Thursday to test an alert system for national emergencies. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Wisconsin mail carrier pleading guilty to stealing more than 6,000 greeting cards filled with cash and checks. Ebony Smith was assigned to a couple of zip codes in Wauwatosa since 2015. An investigation was started after people kept complaining that they weren't getting their cards. A sting operation involving a transmitter placed inside a decoy card is what led postal agents to make the bust. An auto scrapyard also found thousands of envelopes and hundreds of checks in the back of a towed car they were preparing to salvage. Along with the cards was mail addressed to Smith. She admitted she started stealing about $40 a week from the mail to help pay for bills and for her four children. The amount later was increased to about $50 to $100 a week, she says. She hasn't yet been sentenced. Holiday spending's underway as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
New data from Adobe Analytics finds America spent a record $2 billion online on Labor Day, which is up 23% from a year ago. Shoppers shelled out money on big-ticket items like electronics, appliances, and grills. According to the Washington Post, retail strategists believe the numbers bode well for the upcoming holiday shopping season. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And also,